GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We're just tickled to have the spin doctors back on the PDQ door telephone line. George, who is the Democratic operative who's a really busy guy, but he answers the phone to talk with us each Tuesday at this time?
Our good friend John Wadsworth. Good morning, John. Nice to be with you.
Good morning, guys.
And Brent Littlefield with ties to win Maine on the GOP side. Brent, welcome back to GHRT.
Good morning. Although I'm not pleased that I'm tickling you, but a good morning.
It was just a term.
Tickle?
You know. George didn't even notice I used the term. Anyway, moving on. Guys, can you help unscramble something for us? We're trying to figure out who said what and why people are asking for refunds that they gave to Elizabeth Warren's campaign. The headlines tell us the claim is that Bernie Sanders said to Elizabeth Warren that a woman can't win. And then we're reading somewhere within, is it the Washington Post, that says that that's not what Sanders actually said. But there was a trend on Twitter where people want a refund for the money that they gave to Elizabeth Warren to run for president. John Wadsworth, can we start with you for some daylight on this entire discussion?
Not surprising. Senator Warren and Senator Sanders are fighting for the same votes. As we get closer and closer to the caucuses and to the New Hampshire primary, you're going to see an increasingly tough campaign between the two of them. When you look at polling, Biden voters are Biden voters. They have not moved despite the hits that he's taken and the attacks. But Warren and Sanders are really trying to come around that left lane. In 2016, Bernie Sanders had that all to himself. That is not the case now. And so they are going to continue to fight. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know. There's a whole lot of, different points of view going on in this story. But I think you're going to see progressives are going to be fighting amongst themselves as to who's going to be the champion. And that is good news if you're Joe Biden.
Brent, over to you. I don't know if you can offer any insight as to who said what and what it might mean for their campaign or the campaign for the other. And if this is just weeding out all the nominees that will possibly run against Trump.
Well, there's no question that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are about to be locked into a multi-week sort of death match because they are fighting over those same voters, which are sort of, I'll call them the academic liberals, the academic socialist wing of the party, the more extreme part of the party, although the party's kind of trended that entire direction in the last 4 or 5 years. And, Bernie Sanders is on the upswing. I think it's fascinating to watch Bernie Sanders he's a pro at this now. He's been doing this for a while. And to watch how he just kind of lay back, if you look at the very early debates, he didn't kind of rush in like he was in a sprint where a lot of these candidates who have now dropped out, these other candidates were desperately trying to search for oxygen. Bernie Sanders is just kind of hanging back, posting really solid numbers at fundraising, slowly but surely sort of building his organization, making sure that there were any problems that he fixed them along the way. And now he's surging where these voters, these early state voters, that's why we always talk about early state polls not meaning very much. They kind of date all these candidates. These early states are used to this stuff. They've been through it. New Hampshire and Iowa, they're used to seeing flashes in the pan come and go. We just had Cory Booker drop out in the last day. And now you've got this massive clash between Warren and Sanders. And who knows what really happened? I will say that Warren consistently looks a little bit more like she is a politician and kind of sort of pandering to every side of the party, going all the way back to before she even announced, when she was sort of like doing the let's drink a beer with Elizabeth Warren thing, where she'd pop a beer and kind of talk to people through social media. It seemed more like she's been pandering than Bernie. So not being in the room, I'd almost kind of lean more towards Bernie telling the truth than Sanders in this, just because of what we've seen with her campaign since even before it started.
Well, gentlemen, it's a busy, busy week in Washington. We think the articles of impeachment will be sent over. President Trump revived some talk about trying to dismiss the articles this past weekend, saying the Senate was giving credence to the allegations against him by having a trial. Now, most observers believe that 51 votes would be required. That's, and the 51 votes to happen would mean that a couple of Republicans would have to switch over. And there are a couple that you would wonder about, Susan Collins, Rob Portman. It doesn't look like there's 51 votes there. Do you think, John?
You know, I didn't believe that, but there are rumors circulating. Look, there are a number of senators who will be in vulnerable seats this year. They are going to be fighting for their lives, and they are going to have to answer if they don't want witnesses, if they don't want things. And as long as these new information comes out that the American people want to learn, they're going to be angry if they don't get to learn it. There's at the very least, there is a curiosity in America as to who said what when. I don't know if they're going to get to the 51, but it is a lot closer now than it was 2 weeks ago.
Brent, back when the Clinton impeachment happened, there was a motion to dismiss built in, and they did take a vote. It was unsuccessful. How do you think this plays out?
One thing I'd just say is that I completely and totally disagree with John Wadsworth, which is that there's this fascination in America about who said what. I totally disagree. I think the entire audience for this impeachment is less than 26 to 28% of the entire U.S. population. It's the super, super hardcore MSNBC watchers and listeners, and it's the super, super hardcore 24-hour-a-day Fox News watchers and listeners. It's the politicos. And I would tip it 60-40 towards the Democrats who are just obsessed with Donald Trump. I mean, they go to sleep thinking about Donald Trump. They wake up thinking about Donald Trump. They eat lunch thinking about Donald Trump. And they just can't get past it. They're just completely obsessed with it. And, you know, look, let's look at the Constitution. The Constitution does not go through some kind of great long diatribe as to how impeachment happens. It's up to the Senate. And the Senate can really do whatever they want. And then we've had this long conversation about Nancy Pelosi officially sending it to the Senate. Well, look, again, we've seen the House vote. This is the modern era. We all have the Internet. We can see who voted for what. We know how the House voted. I don't see any reason why the Senate can't just vote up or down or do whatever they want. They're in charge of their own makeup. You've got to, I guess, supposedly have the Supreme Court justice sworn in, have the senator's seat. You know, it's up to them how they proceed at that point. There's no reason why they couldn't just immediately take a vote, thank the Supreme Court justice for coming over, buy him a coffee, and send him back across the street. So, I mean, that's the Senate's in charge of their own actions. So, I mean, all this other stuff is just merely kabuki theater, I think, for the people that love to watch MSNBC all day. And I say that as a former MSNBC commentator.
Brent, I want to stick with you for this one and then pivot to John as we talk with the spin doctors, John Wadsworth and Brent Littlefield. Some people maybe not fully grasping the importance of what witnesses would be called in the Senate trial and all of the talk over who gets to choose witnesses. Will there be witnesses? Just give us a quick insight into that.
Are you asking me or
yes,
John?
Yes, you first on that, Brent. You first.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I think, again, this is just more kind of kabuki theater. But basically we want to do is the Democrats are hoping that they can get some additional people that have worked for or work for Donald Trump to come in and maybe say an and or an or instead of a Z and an A and say, oh, that's an incredible statement. It's unbelievable. Donald Trump needs to be impeached. He's a horrible human being. And that's really what they're just looking to continue the TV airtime. Again, I think this has all been timed out just so it ends as close as they possibly can get it to end, right as Iowa and New Hampshire happened, so they could hand the baton off to the Democratic nominee and feel like they bloodied the president up during the Democratic primary process.
Okay, and what are your thoughts on whether witnesses are called? Who is called? Is there a risk for the Republicans? Is there a risk for Democrats? Is there a risk for Trump in it, John?
As we know, the president of the United States withheld congressionally mandated funds to Ukraine in the hopes that they would launch a fake investigation into his political rival. That is a fact. No one, including the president, has denied that. Now, the witnesses that they are talking about are those who had fought congressional subpoenas. The reason why they were never fully called before Congress is because Congress knew it would take 8 to 9 months to get them there. In a Senate hearing, they cannot fight those because there's no court to go back to appeal. You are either showing up or you are in contempt. That is why they would like them called. We know that John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney have information that is germane to this situation. We know that Rudy Giuliani has information that is germane to this situation. And that information is critical to making sure that all the facts are out there. If you listen to what Democrats have said, and not Republicans accusing them, but Democrats like Leader Pelosi or Speaker Pelosi, and in fact, even your local Congressman Jared Golden, they have asked for the facts to be open. They have asked for this information to be made public to the American people. If you don't think that facts matter, if you don't think that this information should be made public, if you don't think that these folks should testify, well, that's your business. But I cannot imagine a time when facts are a bad thing and when getting the entire story about the President of the United States is a bad thing.
All right, gentlemen, there's another rumor coming out of Washington. So I say rumor, I pick it up watching, reading, that Nancy Pelosi is expected to send over the articles of impeachment as early as today. The House Democrats to vote as early as Wednesday. Suppose she sent only one of the indictments over and kept the other one. I didn't think of that, but there seemed to be some in the Washington establishment that think that that's a possibility. I go to John first. John, or Brent, it doesn't matter. John, go ahead. Do you think that's a possibility?
Entirely possible. We're in uncharted territory here. This entire government has operated on an honor system for the better part of almost 250 years. That's out the window now. So you're going to see both sides doing whatever they can to achieve their goals. In the case of Speaker Pelosi, she wants to see witnesses called before the Senate. She would like them to be able to deliver their testimony on what they heard. Or if they were to exonerate the president, if he has proof that nothing happened, if this call was so perfect, why will no one be allowed to talk? So, they would like to get to the end. Facts matter, and they would like the truth. And if she has to withhold this thing to drag it up, then I would not be surprised if that's what she did.
Brent, any possibility that only one out of the two go? And what would that do to the ongoing campaigns in Iowa and in New Hampshire?
Well, George, in all respect to you and to John, I'm not going to answer that question. And I just sat here and listened to minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes of, again, more kabuki theater, what articles are going to go where, who's going to do what. And I listened to John repeat the same word, facts, 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 about 40 different times, because that is a talking point. And he's saying that facts matter, but at the same time, the Democrats in the House would not allow witnesses to come forward and talk about Joe Biden and his son getting a massive contract and how that might be connected to Ukraine and Russia and everything else that went on, including the Russian investigation, which is how this entire thing started to begin with and why the president was interested in it. The president was not interested in it because of Joe Biden. He was interested in it in terms of this campaign. He was interested in terms of Joe Biden being the vice president, sitting in the White House with Barack Obama while they were investigating, and yes, I'll use the word spying, on the Trump campaign, on a trumped-up charge of the Russians controlling his campaign. That's what he's been obsessed with. People may disagree with the fact he should be obsessed with it, but that's what this was all about. And all of this other conversation is kabuki theater, because the American people, I think, know the facts that they want to know. They know the Russian thing was a hoax, and they're tired of all this. They're ready to get this campaign done, move on, and we'll see who wins. Could be a Democrat or a Republican in November.
Final minutes here, Brent. I'm going to start with you on this one. Intriguing, the news that Russian hackers have found their way into Burisma. Who should be most nervous about what could come out?
I really don't want to take the bait in terms of what Russian hackers are doing or people being nervous. All Russia cares about is the fact that we're having this conversation on the radio this morning. They want the U.S. pointing fingers at each other. They want our country to be disheveled. They want us fighting over things like Russian hacking and articles of impeachment. That's what they want, because it distracts from our ability to fight Russia, both economically and militarily around the world, for who's the top dog. So I'd prefer the U.S. to be number one and us not to fall prey to Russians' interference to make us continue to talk about these things.
And John, you get the last word on this. Burisma hacked by Russia. Who should be sweating?
Not surprised. As we know, Donald Trump actually asked Russia to hack the DNC, so I'm not surprised this is happening at all. You know, the Bidens have made it clear that they don't have anything to hide, so I don't think you'll see any issues there. I think Burisma should be sweating. But the fact remains that, you know, this administration blocked funding to fight Russia, to fight these things, that they have cozied up to Russia in ways that would make President Reagan spin around in his coffin. So this has been an embarrassment, and you can see why Brent is sort of trying to distract us and almost panicking on the radio this morning, because he knows that facts matter again, and they're trying to hide us from the facts.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.